Thank you so much for talking with us, Misty. I know you're busy on your way now to get a boat down to get out there and see that whale again. Where was it found and who found this whale yesterday?
So it was actually found by a boater who then reported it to the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard reported it to NOAA and then moved to us because it was off of Nashawena, an island off of Woods Hole. And so we were able to get out there yesterday afternoon just to do an initial exam and try to secure the carcass.
You say secure the carcass. What did you do? Was it ashore on Nashawena Island?
It is, barely, but kind of in the surf. So we're just making sure it isn't going to wash away so we can get out and get more information from the animal and do as much of a examination and investigation into what may have happened to the animal.
What state was it in? And any ideas off the top as to what might have killed it?
So it's fairly decomposed. Most of the skin is missing and, you know, it's not fresh enough that we'd be able to tow it somewhere to make it a little bit easier in order to do a full necropsy or an autopsy on the animal in another location where we might have access to like heavy equipment or more supplies. So we're going to have to pretty much do anything that we would do there on the island. Unfortunately, we did not have enough time to really get a good enough look at the animal yesterday to make any sort of conclusions at this point as to what was going on or what may have happened to the animal. So we'll definitely need to do further analysis and further investigation to try to figure out what may have happened. So our team's actually working on going out today to do a little bit more of an exam, but because of the remoteness and some weather coming in and tides, it's giving us just really small windows of time to work on examining the animals. So it may be a little while before we have information.
And this just must break your heart in a year where researchers have already said that the population is on a rather steep decline.
Yeah, this is, you know, kind of the worst news we can get is that there's, you know, another dead animal. Yeah, it's just gotten to the point where it's very frustrating and very concerning about what might happen to this population. I've been doing work with right whales for most of my career at this point, and this is the scariest, you know, I've kind of seen in my career, at least, of how the population is doing. But if anybody in the Cape and Islands area sees any live or dead stranded marine mammals, they can please call the IFOS stranding hotline. And for other areas, they can call their local police department and they will know how to contact the local stranding network in their area.
Well, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning, Misty. Good luck.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
And that was Misty Neumeyer, the necropsy coordinator for the International Fund for Animal Welfare.